guys, welcome to the Shredded Cabbage Podcast! My name is Wesley Sunday, and I'm joined by...
Cole Moore.
Blake Zip.
And we're going to shred some movies today.
Let's get it. Wesley Sunday joining us here on the pod today.
What's up, fellas?
That was magical. I can't even... Blake, give it your best whirl.
My name is Wesley Sunday.
Too much straining.
Oh, yeah. Your voice sound like this.
You got to, Blake, put some chest in it! Yeah, so in case you guys didn't know, if you don't know me, I like hard rock music, metal music, things like that. So that's why, you know, I listen to that music and I'm able to do that stuff. Took some practice, but, you know. Oh, and also my voice still cracks, so I don't know. I'm still hitting puberty, so maybe, yeah, get there one day.
Perfect. We're thrilled to have you on today, Wesley, onto the podcast. Going to talk about a lot of things, going to look at some... reviews again. We're going to look at some reviews at places you have worked at, and yeah, we'll just say worked at.
Yeah, talking about
we don't want to get you in any trouble. We'll be doing that. We'll be talking about some movies we saw recently. We'll be talking about the Crawl movie, the big alligators taking over, or was it Crocs?
The Crocs. That was alligators.
Alligators taking over. Florida after the post hurricane. We'll be spoiling that movie for you because we know you're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
We'll also be talking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, a movie that Blake and I saw. Wesley didn't get a chance to see it yet, but it's really a movie that I don't expect many people to see, but I will say this, it is a phenomenal movie. I loved it because if you love movies, it really is interesting. It's got the Manson family in it. It's the late 60s Hollywood, and Sharon Tate's in it. All these really cool aspects to late 60s, early 70s Hollywood. But let's get right into it. Wesley, how are you, man? We're thrilled to have you in.
Dude, I'm so great, man. I'm just feeling good. Everything's been going great so far for me at work and just life, man. I'm just enjoying the ride. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Like I said, we're happy to have you. Blake, how you doing this week?
Pretty similar.
Yeah.
Work's kind of bumming. Well, not bumming me. It's just been a long day of bike barning, running around fixing bikes.
That's feeling about it. That's feeling pretty tired, right?
Oh, very.
Yeah, we both have to wake up early. I guess Blake just isn't a morning person. Honestly, I'm not a morning person either. The only problem is that, like, I guess I'm used to it, and yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Really, I can't take it.
Every once in a while, I feel kind of tired, but it is what it is.
I gotcha. Well, part of the problem is my gaming habits, I guess, if I have to admit. Me and my partner play almost every night.
Who's your partner?
The main Kimosabi.
That is my alias.
Yes, we have a little challenge going on, if you would like to present.
You want to? No, I think you got it. Tell us.
Well, I don't know it by heart, but I know you have to get... So we're doing this thing where... Do we know we have a specific like time period we need to do it in? Is there a limit?
Not necessarily. I guess once we do it once, we should come up with a time limit to see if if we can get consecutively better.
But we need to do it in one session though, right?
Yes, we need to do it in one session to begin with, because if you do it like one gaming session, which for us could easily be 8 hours.
Let's not tell the
rage fest.
Yeah. Let's not do that. Because
Cole will be raging.
It's a challenge across three games. We have Call of Duty Black Ops 4. We have Rainbow Six Siege, and we have Fortnite. Basically, quick challenge is for those of you gamers out there that know those three games. We do 10 games of Team Deathmatch. We got to win 10 games of Team Deathmatch in Call of Duty. Then we got to go straight over to Blackout in Call of Duty. Win one duo match in Blackout. Then we got to go over to Fortnite, win one duo match in Fortnite, and then finish it off with 5 wins in Siege. So the other night we were trying this, and it took us 3.5 hours to win 10 team death matches on Black Ops. And we just gave up then, because by then it was 3:30. We didn't get a start until 12. So
it was a long day.
Yeah. So needless to say, yeah, it It's tough. It's very tough.
But you enjoy the challenge.
Oh, certainly.
Sure.
Certainly. I mean, you know.
Cole and I played video games a while ago. And I mean, because I don't play typically online, but when we used to play 2K together, I know the rage. The raging when Cole is not winning. So I can understand the struggle. But it is what it is.
Well, when you're capable of being good at everything like me, you know, you hold yourself to a high standard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know what I'm capable of. I know I'm capable of dropping 40 pieces in Team Deathmatch, but I don't always do it. Blake dropped a 55-er the other night. Ooh. 55 and 9? 55 and 8.
Something like that.
Hey.
Something. 10, I don't know. Freaking had a sniper's nest and freaking strike team. And
I popped.
Freaking everything. What map was that? What map?
Nuketown.
Nuketown, which is usually my map. That's my map.
Usually not my map at all.
Yeah.
Everyone's listening probably bored out of their minds right now.
Probably so.
That's what's up.
Well, come on back to us because we are going to talk crawl.
Yeah.
Now, Wesley and I, you and I were talking a little bit ago, like, I mean, probably about an hour ago, about movies. And mm-hmm. I said something that may be a hot take, maybe a bit of a hot take, but I said that pretty much without thinking Godzilla, which I think Godzilla was all right. I don't think it was amazing. We saw Godzilla mm-hmm. about a month ago.
I know what you're about to say, and I pretty much agree with it.
But I think
I respect the classics, but like.
I think all movies, which, and you cannot group Jurassic Park in with this because dinosaurs are meant to be big. Any movie where you
except
take.
Except for like Velociraptors or however you're saying.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, like T-Rexes and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't even think of Jurassic. That's a good argument, but I do know what you mean. Like, but it's not the same concept.
Yes, but as far as when you take an animal and you make them enormously big, like King Kong, or Rampage with The Rock, or like Crawl, which it's not that these crocodiles, gators, I'm an idiot.
No, you get it.
Some movie buff I am. These gators, I would say were bigger than usual.
Some of them, yeah. I think they're, you know, like, supposed to be bigger alligators because that's what Hollywood is trying to intend.
Yeah.
They're just like vicious.
Yeah, like they were just
they're
aggressive.
Just vicious, you know. And you know, it's Hollywood.
Yeah.
But
dramatized.
And I'm not trying to say that like if you get next to an alligator they're just going to be like, "Oh, okay, you're fine. Just, you know."
Well, these are like these are stone cold killers.
These alligators are just vicious and sometimes I was like, "What? Like that's not how alligators act." At least
I tell you, first thought coming out of the movie was, I'm not ever going to Turkey Creek.
Yeah.
but now I'm like so far out of the movie that I'm like, yeah, I'm cool because I love Turkey Creek.
Right.
For those of you who know Turkey Creek, but yeah, just freaking these just
anything that moves.
It was almost like they were like lions. You know what I mean? Like just trying to attack everything.
Because like you go to a zoo and you see alligators and they're like. They do that thing where they just sit completely still, which apparently they're waiting for their prey or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're just kind of like waiters. I mean, if you're right beside one, he's probably going to attack you. But, I mean, they were going out of their way.
And in the first act of the movie, for the most part, when they're in the basement, and we're talking about spoilers here because, you know, we don't expect anyone to see this
No
movie.
One will see this
It's
movie.
A movie that you can't really like
And also, spoil. It's been out for a while, so it's just like, oh, well, you know.
Everybody dies. Except for the people that should die.
But, yeah. In the first act, the alligators linger around in the basement. Kind of. Also, it's good to mention that there's like 18 of these alligators.
Literally.
Supposedly, it's implied that they're kind of next to an alligator farm. Shortly implied. When she's driving down the highway, there's like a sign for an alligator farm.
I didn't even see that. I thought that was just like a Florida stereotype. And I was like, well,
see, that's what I was thinking. But at the same time, I was like.
Yeah, she went to Florida Gators University.
Yeah. But I was like,
who says Florida Gators University?
University
of Florida. Sorry.
But I was thinking, I was like, because when, especially in the shots of outside the house, there's like 12 of these. My bad. Cole keeps telling me to move away from the mic. I guess I'm just so excited.
Nah. It's my bad. It was since we're going. I feel like I do this every week. That's good.
Because you don't want to be too
muffled. I just see the spikes in the audio, and just, I just want to make sure. But, yeah. but you're doing great, man.
This
keep
great?
It going.
This great right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, keep
right.
it going.
Anyways.
Bro. We'll cut that part out.
Anyways, yeah, outside, you know, there's like 15 of these alligators, and I'm like, I do big packs of alligators hang out like that. I've never seen them like that, but again, I'm not a marine biologist. But I'll take their word for it.
I think you're right, though.
I'll take their word for it. Anyways, yeah, they kind of linger, and then later towards the end of the movie, they just hunt. Like, they roam around, they swim in the water, and they
like, they're, chomp. Like, guarding the waters.
Yeah. So, yeah, these alligators, they're a little bit Hollywood style, but they're not like Primeval. Have you ever seen that movie, Primeval, where there's, like, a gigantic crocodile? This, now that alligator is like me, like chasing people down and like mauling people to death.
I know, it's crazy.
What was you guys' kind of like least favorite part or theme, or just like what about the movie?
I'll be honest with you, it's that the dad didn't die.
Yeah,
like I get it, I get what you're trying to do, but like Holly, like it's freaking stupid, man. That it's like there's no way, like, he was, first of all, I'll say this, I'm glad the ex-boyfriend died. You know, he tried to come save him, he got freaking eat up right away.
But honestly, he seemed like a cool guy.
It was vicious. No, weird. I'm not saying that I wanted him dead. I'm just saying, as far as movies say,
someone, like, died.
Yeah, I'm glad someone died, right? But, like, I think it's freaking, I think it's, well, in a movie sense, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't no, you know.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, well, macabre, go, morbid. Yeah. I understand.
Exactly.
I understand.
But, like, my thing is, like, don't have a movie like this. And then, like, the dad, she literally finds him dead. Literally, he is dead under the
passed
house.
Out.
Well, I mean, coincidentally, just passed out before she got there. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like. No, like, he was pretty much, like, if she wouldn't have come, he would have been dead.
Like, his leg was obviously, like, torn up and broken.
He was bleeding.
Like, let's talk about what happens to the dead.
Yeah, he was bleeding profusely.
Like, his neck.
Finds him, he's unconscious in the basement for God knows how long.
Not to cut you off, but not to mention, like, how does she even find him? Because she's looking around, and right when she's about to leave under, like, the basement or whatever area you want to call that,
right.
Under the house, right when she's about to leave that area, she's like, oh, now I see him. What?
Yeah. And, okay, she finds the dad unconscious with a bite, a huge bite mark on his shoulder, which is probably infected at that point.
Like, it was gory. Like, it was gross.
He's been there for hours.
Yeah, and you're telling me the way these alligators were the rest of the movie, like, they wouldn't have got him then? Because they were chilling under there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the alligators are kind of near where she came in, but I guess under the stairwell or something. But
that scene, the stairwell scene, like, it was bad.
Yeah, they ambush her on the way back.
Like, destroyed the whole
staircase. Where were they before?
Not to mention, man, the reason why she risked it all in the first place was for her cell phone, because her cell phone got put on the other side where the alligator was, so she could call 911.
Yeah.
The part that pissed me off, though, was that when she finally got the cell phone, the alligator steps on it and breaks it. And I'm just like, literally, you risked it all for that, and then that happens, and it's like, oh, now the rest of the movie, we're going to be stuck under the house.
Right, right. And also, let's put the dad on hold, because we'll go back to him in a second. Okay, so the phone.
He should have died.
The phone was left behind when she was looking for the dad, for her dad. I don't know why I said the dad. And she finds the dad, they talk, and she's like, I need my phone to call 911, which you probably don't have service because of this hurricane going on. But anyways, she goes out for the phone, which is, there's these pipes that are barring the alligators from getting to them because they're too big. She has to crawl past the pipes around a little side area, and she gets the phone. Keep in mind, alligators can hear, right? I mean, they're not deaf, I don't think.
I think they do. They said something
like
about,
they hear underwater. They can hear underwater.
That's what they're saying. I don't know. But anyways, they're yelling to each other. She crawls past the pipes. She gets the phone. And remember, she's exposed to these alligators. They're right around the corner. And she calls 911. And I'm like, get behind the pipes, because she's,
like,
calling
2 feet away from the gator.
And they do that to set up this jump scare, which is very unnecessary. I think at that point, the alligator bites her. And that's another point. The main characters survive the craziest stuff. So let's go back to the dad for a second. The dad is bitten, probably with an infected wound. He was passed out for God knows how long. He was dehydrated, and the girl gives him, like, a spit of water. Yeah. He almost drowns later in the movie.
His leg was broken in half, too. Whenever
his leg was broken
in half. He literally made a splint out
of like a tool
belt.
His arm is ripped off in the end. And he is,
but no, they're just chilling on the rooftop waiting for the helicopter.
He had enough blood to survive. Like, he had to have bled out.
And they were out in this episode for, gosh, like 5 hours? 6 hours?
Yeah.
Like,
swimming around.
And it was all because the dad was too stubborn to leave for the hurricane because he wanted to go back to his house that they all thought he was selling, but he pulled out of it and didn't want to sell it because they had a divorce and all this bullcrap rambling that I'm doing is stupid and boring anyways because the movie sucked. But anyways, she goes back to get the dad and save him or whatever, and it's like, oh, now we're just going to go face off against 10 or 15 or 18, whatever, alligators because that'll happen.
Yeah.
Because freaking, you know, I mean, we just had a hurricane, and I mean, I guess since we live in Florida, I mean,
I think that's
probably
what influenced this movie. Which no one mentioned that. I didn't see any reviews where they mentioned that, but maybe I was wrong.
Meg's stupid. Sorry, I just thought of another movie. Another movie where they made an animal too big.
I don't think I saw that.
Megalodon.
Meg was stupid.
Oh, real quick, I just want to mention that because Cole says he disliked
Shark
the movie.
Shark Tale was good, though.
Blake, how did you feel about the movie?
I mean, it's just like your classic, like, big animal. Like, I mean, you know what's going to happen. I'm still going to watch it. And I enjoyed it. But, I mean, nothing special.
Yeah. For me, it was a surprise. Obviously, it's not like a super memorable horror movie, especially with they're not even monsters. They're just creatures, like alligators. I thought this movie was thrilling. It was claustrophobic in the first act. I was like, okay, this basement is really getting to me. Mm-hmm. I thought the atmosphere is crazy. That hurricane, it was so realistic. I was telling Cole, I was like, did James Cameron direct this? Because it's so eerie. The rain is going crazy outside. The wind, just the atmosphere was great. I thought the CGI was solid.
Yeah, it looked good.
Besides
just
maybe
one
or two scenes.
The amount and size of gators, that was my only problem.
Yeah.
And aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Just the gators in general. Cut that out, it was fine.
But overall, I thought this was a solid movie. Nothing super memorable. But I thought the atmosphere was crazy good. I was like, wow. But anyways, the girl, her leg is mauled by one of these alligators. Later, she is sprinting on this leg.
Mm-hmm. And swimming.
And swimming.
Like, hard.
Her arm is put in one of these alligators' mouths with a gun that she just got from a fallen character. The alligator mauls her arm. She shoots like 10 times.
A lot.
And then finally, one goes somehow through the head of the alligator, which if you're imagining what this looks like, that makes zero sense. How did she aim the gun upward?
There's no way for her to miss. Like, literally, no way.
Right. The bullet would go through the back of the alligator. Why did it go through the head?
She put a clip in it, too.
Yeah, and when she pulls her arm free, she has like a few marks. But why is her arm not broken off?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
I'm not blaming you.
No, it's just like
you have your preferences.
No, like I'm sitting here the whole time you guys are talking, I'm just like trying to figure out something good. But I remember right when we walked out of the theater, I said I hated it.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I don't know what I was expecting. But it sucked. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. I just want to mention one last thing.
No, you cannot mention. No, you go for it.
This is the last thing
I'm
going
to mention.
You have
to do it in a screamo voice.
This is the last thing I'm going to mention. I can't do that seriously. I'll start laughing. This is it. I'll make it super quick. Give me 1 second to... What was I going to say? Darn it. I think the last thing was just this one scene. Some of this, the character's decision, like I said, that when she was calling, exposed to the alligators, because they're right around the corner, I'm like, get across the pipes. There's another scene, they're outside, there's these police officers, they're trying to see who needs rescuing. One of them gets out of the boat, and he's looking at this swing. Okay, so we as the audience know that the alligators are pulling on the swing, but I'm like, what is he looking at? He knows it's not a person because he doesn't see anything.
What drives you to go over
there? Yeah, again, it's another scene to create tension and get rid of one of these characters. Again, I was just like, what are the motivations for these characters? Like,
yeah, because that swing was moving, but I mean, it's in like flowing water.
Yeah, so. And I'm like, what is causing him to get out of the boat? Also, that was one of the goriest scenes in the movie because he gets freaking ripped apart. Yeah. But that's all I'm gonna say about it.
That, you know? And those kids that were robbing that gas station,
which I thought was hilarious. But
that was probably the saving grace.
And they're putting an ATM machine in the boat. What are they thinking?
It's like sinking the
that's
boat.
Not gonna work.
Stupid.
That's all I have to say about that.
As we move on in this podcast. We are going to take an ad break. Not an ad break that...
Don't skip.
Not that we have sponsors, but we thought this would be a cool idea that the fact that we don't have sponsors, we'll just shout out products. And Blake is going to go with our first ad of Clover Valley Purified Drinking Water. Tell us about that. Ad break in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Clover Valley Purified Drinking Water for all your water needs. Hello, my name is Blake Schiff, and I'm a proud consumer of the Clover Valley Purified Drinking Water. If I didn't have Clover Valley Drinking Water every day of my life, I couldn't tell you where I'd be. Maybe on the side of the road, homeless. I really
Clover Valley.
So thank you, Clover Valley, for making me who I am.
Clover Valley. And all participating stores, Publix, Tom Thumb, Walmart. Thank you. Back to the podcast. Here we are with Wesley Sunday as our guest. Wesley Sunday in... Well, he's just in the cabbage.
I'm in the cabbage. Because we're not shredded.
We are not in the Forbidden
cabbage
Forest
patch,
right now.
Right.
Yeah, we are the Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah, just, so basically screw all movies with big animals, except for maybe Anaconda. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah, if you've
Ice
never
Cube,
seen Anaconda.
That's where Ice Cube got his start.
Ice
no,
Cube.
I'm just kidding.
As an actor.
As everything. No, I'm playing. And how could we forget about Jaws? That sucked, all right?
That's a terrible movie. Why would anyone remember that movie? Forgettable director, too.
Awful.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, like...
Trash.
The worst
trash.
Of the worst movies. I don't understand why it was even...
The CGI in that movie was awful, dude.
I agree. Just any movie, you know... I mean, I guess that song was kind of catchy, you know, the...
In Jaws.
Exactly. Maybe you can make like a screamo out of that or something. I don't know. Anyways, as we move on, I am going to ask Wesley, Blake and I actually are going to ask Wesley some very polarizing, controversial, debatable topics. And here's what I want. We're going to ask you this question. All right. It's going to be rapid fire. You're going to have 10 seconds to give your opinion on that. 10 seconds and we're
Roger
cutting
that.
You off. All right. It's going to be rapid fire. We're going to keep rolling with this all the way down this list. All right.
We're listening.
And everybody listening to this, just know we don't take anything serious. Especially Blake. And this is all for fun.
So
and maybe a little
us.
Controversy. But we know how sensitive people can be. And we don't want you to take this to heart.
Yes.
But here we go with rapid fire controversy on the Shredded Cabbage podcast. Is animal testing aid justified? Is animal testing justified? 10 seconds, go.
Absolutely.
Is the death penalty appropriate? Should it be banned?
Absolutely not.
Should cell phones be used during class?
Absolutely.
What about laptops?
Yes, even more so.
Is global warming an issue?
No, not at all. Why would anyone believe that?
Is there a good reason for the American war? Oh, frick, sorry. Is there a good reason for the American war on terror?
Yes.
Does school detention do any good in high schools?
No, absolutely not.
What impact?
I mean, look at me.
What impact does social networking and social networking sites have on society?
Absolutely nothing. No one pays attention to social media. Who ever got famous on social media? No one.
Is euthanasia justified?
Absolutely. Too many animals, baby.
Are video games containing...
Just kidding. Don't come after me, PETA. No, don't.
Are video games containing violence appropriate for children?
Absolutely. I would endorse that.
Are single-sex schools more effective than co-ed schools?
Single-sex schools? Wait, more what?
Like all male schools, are they more effective than co-ed sex schools?
Yes, you focus more. Less complaining.
Is television an effective tool in building the minds of children?
Of course, especially cartoons.
Should jobs be subcontracted into developing countries?
Don't know what that means.
Darn it. I knew I should have finished college.
10 seconds
no.
is up.
No.
Is cloning animals ethical?
Absolutely. Who would want to see the same animal twice?
Is the grading system used in high school effective?
No. It should be like A through Z.
I agree. Do celebrities get away with more crime than non-celebrities?
Oh, absolutely. If you got money, less problems.
More money, more problems.
Kind of.
Is it justified to develop nuclear energy for commercial use?
Commercial use? Yes, but only in America.
Is it efficient to censor parts of the media? Or is it effective to censor parts of the media?
What does? Oh, is it effective to censor parts of the media?
Three.
No, screw two, censorship.
One. Are humans to blame for certain animal extinctions?
No. All meteors.
Are alternative energy sources effective and justified?
What?
All animal my questions abuse? Are weird. I don't even know what this means. Are alternative energy sources effective and justified?
No.
Do school uniforms make school a more effective place to learn?
No. Look at ECMS.
Is drug testing athletes justified?
I will say yes on this because I wouldn't want to be competing against someone on steroids like Barry Bonds.
Three. Is it appropriate? Jose Canseco. Is it appropriate? Mark McGuire. Is it appropriate for adolescents to be sentenced to life without parole?
Yes. You should be able to know what you're doing by the age of 12.
Should high schools provide daycare services for students who have children?
Oh gosh. No. That's your fault. You got to figure that out.
Thank you, Wesley, for answering those questions. We will now take another ad break.
Let's reemphasize that we're not
Shut
serious.
Shut up!
We're not serious. Please don't come after me. If you're a top-notch celebrity, PETA, corporation, woman, please don't crucify me.
Ad break in 3, 2, 1. Famous Amos, bite-sized cookies since 1975. What a year that was. 1975. You know, I was sitting here the other day and thinking, man, I would love a Famous Amos cookie. It was 1975. Only 280 calories in each pouch. You know, people say, I like chewy cookies. Well, screw them. Hard cookies are good, but only if they're Famous Amos. Go get your Famous Amos at Publix.
And remember, they hate us because they aim us.
Famous Amos. Make sure you get the perfect munchable cookie.
Mm-mm, nothing like that. Famous Amos.
Famous Amos. Make sure you enunciate.
A-M-O-S.
Since 1975. Participating stores, Publix, Walmart, Tum Tum. Welcome back to the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Here we have Wesley Sunday with us.
Hey.
In the puppy place.
Puppy place.
Now, as we continue on this journey with Mr. Sunday, we will visit the places that Mr. Sunday worked. Wesley, in 30 seconds, we want you to give us a brief explanation of your time working at Zaxby's. And then after you tell us, we will read some customer reviews. Go. 30 seconds.
All right. Honestly, I have a lot of positive things to say because I had a lot of fun, but at the same time, the work was a little bit stressful, especially because I was working. I mean, I was going to school at the same time. I was kind of bullied there. You know, it's a kitchen, but at the same time, the guys I was working with were honestly major douchebags, not going to lie. And I don't care if they hear this. They know who they are. Not that I think they ever would, but they are douchebags. Anyways, I'm glad to be out of that job.
That's all the time we have. Worst customer service ever.
That's
Blake Ship, take it away.
I've eaten at Zaxby's once or twice a week for the past 15 years. That's very unhealthy. But the last time I visited will be the last. Every Sunday, my coworkers and I get drive-through this particular Zaxby's and always order the same thing. This past visit, I ordered the usual order, and when I went to drive off, I checked my bag and one of the items was incorrect. No biggie. So when I walked back Oh, wait, sorry. When I went inside to get the correct order, the girl who I assumed took my order walked in the back with the cooks and began to argue that I was wrong and she did nothing wrong. After waiting for 7 minutes for a correct sandwich to be made, she had another cashier bring my sandwich and meal that I had 1.5 chicken tenders. That's an odd number of chicken tenders. Instead of the usual 3. No sauce and hardly any fries. By this time, I was so irate, I just left.
Irate?
Don't know.
Irate?
Oh, sorry. I've never seen that word before.
That's on you.
I have never been treated so poorly and notified their corporate customer support. Jeez. But after a month and no follow-up from them, so I decided to post this on a public forum. That'll show them. I nor any of my coworkers will be eating in the future.
Wesley, you got 15 seconds to defend your restaurant.
That's the cashier's duty. I honestly have no idea how they operate, but honestly, all the restaurants I've seen, I don't doubt that that happened one bit. So. That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties, so ramble for 30 seconds.
You want me to ramble? To be 100% honest, I like working in a kitchen, but I was trained for a few days, and you know, by then, typically, you have what to do. When you drop food, you know what dropping food is? It's just, you know, you put stuff on the grill, you put stuff in the fryer.
That's all the time we have for rambling, sir. All right, here we go. August 25th, 2015. Dun dun.
I was not working there at that time.
That was Law and Order, in case you're wondering. By the way, before I even go on, I was thinking about this when you were reading that last review. When she said 1.5 chicken tenders, I thought immediately of SpongeBob when that lady, remember she was eating the pickles?
Bubble bass.
Yeah, bubble bass.
Bubble bass.
And remember she would always hide the pickles, and like, yeah, maybe that lady was just hiding the chicken. Oh, for
Bubble Bass is like, yeah.
Well, this is our
misgendered. Oh, that's it. The podcast is getting shut down. We just misgendered.
Yeah, it's not getting.
I called out.
It's not getting shut down after you said that to PETA. worst experience with any Zaxby's, August 25th, 2015. Blake, take it away.
We are local and normally frequent at different Zaxby's restaurants, but we were in the area and decided to eat here. Big mistake. We entered, and I'm pretty sure the heat was on. And then in parentheses it says it was a 90 degree day, closing parentheses, in the entry. We were greeted by a new employee, which is fine, but her attitude was awful. I had 4 people in my party. After the first item we ordered on the menu, I'm so sorry, I'm an awful reader. asked me, is that all? Each and every time I ordered, the question I heard, maybe you should try, what else can I get you? Or, what? I can't help it. Okay. So anyway, sum that sentence up. She kept saying, is that all, after each person order, instead of saying, what else can I get you? Big mistake. Or something similar to make me feel like I'm not bothering you. We got our food. Mine was wrong, in parentheses, ordered a Cajun chicken club and got a grilled chicken club, close parentheses. Was right on the receipt, but not on the sandwich. The location no longer includes a pickle spear with your... Why is this... no longer includes a pickle spear with your sandwich either.
Yeah, it's like, you know, slice of pickle. That's
what it is. I know what you mean now. That could be a big deal to some. Requested ranch for the chicken tenders plate was charged. Isn't that normal?
For what?
Oh, sorry. Overall, poor attitudes by all, and food was not on par with what you'd expect at Zaxby's. We will not be eating at this location again.
Wesley, 15 seconds to defend your restaurant.
Again, that's actually weird because usually in the kitchen, all the people that we had who ran the window, you know, running the windows, the person who puts the food out, they kind of like make sure it's together and put it out. Usually they have it right. I mean, I never heard any bad things about that. But, you know, Just saying for like one customer, it's difficult to do that. I'm sure, you know, once in a while, or depending on which store you're at, which restaurant, it could happen often or not so often. So I feel bad. I feel bad for that person. But
all right, your time's up. Here we go. Shifting to another restaurant you have worked at, a local restaurant, Bayou Bill's. We will read one review from this year. recently.
Okay, okay.
Blake will do the honors, and you
hopefully,
will have.
Hopefully this isn't as long.
You will have 15 seconds to defend your restaurant after he concludes, and only 15 seconds.
Wow.
Here we go. Bayou Bill's review. So very disappointed.
All right. This is from My Ram Van. He gives it 1 star out of 5.
And why do you think that's a guy?
I did not say he was a guy.
Just go.
Sorry. Okay, it's titled, Very Disappointed. We have wanted to eat here for a while. Have given $75 certificates to others at Christmas time. Christmas time is not one word. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble reading these people's reviews. Okay. The people were nice and the server was good. The food was awful. All I wanted was some freshly caught, nicely cooked chicken tender cooked
freshly
tender
caught
fish
chicken tender?
And some vegetables, as I really needed a good meal. I was brought a square, flat, thin, previously frozen, and fibrous, tough, Jesus, seriously overcooked piece of fish, and had hardly overcooked shrimp and scallop pieces. I should not have eaten it, for I am now having painful digestion issues for trying to eat the food, the hard, dry fish. I should have sent it back and demanded for a real fish, a fresh fish, instead of what I got. We will not come back. We will not send any vacationers, renters, or friends anymore. Oh, my gosh. Just wow. Shut down the restaurant at this point. I know you may make enough to serve freshly caught fish for real, but you chose to serve the hard, dried out, wrongly cooked frozen instead. I'm very disappointed. I was really looking forward to eating here. I should have given it to the Gators.
Ooh.
I totally wasted my money here.
Listen, that's not cool. Just because we live in Florida, you don't have to say that.
Yeah.
15 seconds to defend. Right. You have to defend your restaurant here. 15 seconds. Here we go. Time starts now.
Can I please get like 30 seconds?
15 and only 15.
All right.
All right, fine. 17 seconds.
Okay. I don't really know what they ordered, but I think most of the fish they have is actually fresh. Whatever that is, I'm sorry. The upset stomach part, I totally understand, because just about any of those fish meals, anything like that has made my stomach upset, and it's a one-way trip to the bathroom.
It's all the time you get. Sorry.
I don't know why I said one-way trip.
Here
it's
we
trip.
Go. To finish off with the reviews, it is a place that, well, we'll just say donut hole. Yeah. Blake, take it away. This was actually recent, 3 weeks ago.
Ooh, what if it's the one you work at? Or, I mean, someone may work at.
We'll see what they say.
It is titled Awful Place. Go.
My family went here for brunch today after our vacation and went on our drive home. Waited in line for almost an hour to get a table, and we finally were seated. It took half an hour for our food to arrive, except that everyone got their food except for mine. Waitress said it's coming and she could not get a hold of her. When everyone is almost done, we finally found her, and it turned out my order was not placed. Waitress apologized and asked me if I still wanted my food. That made me more upset and pissed me off because I waited an hour and a half and had been asked if I wanted my food. Nothing special about the food. The place is overrated. Save your time.
Wesley, you get 21 seconds to defend your restaurant and go.
That wait is ridiculous because, like, even on the busiest days, yeah, it's taken like maybe 40 minutes to get seated, but I feel for that person. What they said about overrated, I'll plead the fifth on that one. And that really sucks. Not gonna lie. I feel bad.
That's all the time you have. Now we will take our final ad break where we will be talking about the newest Powerade Zero product on the map. Our final ad break, and ad break coming to you live in 3, 2, 1.
You guys know Powerade, but have you ever tasted Powerade Zero Sugar? It's the same.
Zero Sugar.
It's the same, but with zero sugar, there are several flavors. Personally, mixed berry is my favorite, and I would highly recommend it.
Did we mention zero sugar?
Also, this is not Gatorade. Don't get the two confused.
Powerade.
It tastes like blue liquid.
Straight blue liquid.
This product is sold in all stores, including Publix, Walmart, your local gas stations, on the black market, the dark web, everywhere. Come in today and get your Powerade Zero Sugar sports drink.
Powerade. Not to be confused with Gatorade.
Yes, get that straight. Don't confuse the two. Listen, if you confuse those two, we will find you. We are not liable for any injuries or deaths that may occur because of this product.
Can be found at participating locations, Walmart, TomTom, Publix.
All right, zero sugar.
And we're back to the Shredded Cabbage Pod. Once again, we have Wesley Sunday here with us. Wesley, welcome to
the Jesus Center.
Where angels walk. All right? Okay. Here as we...
Okay.
Begin to wind down this thing, this pod, this amazingness. I will say myself, probably one of my favorite pods we've done thus far. Wesley, you've been a very fun, and we will be having you back on. That's for sure.
If you'd like.
We won't force you.
Oh, gosh, fellas. I don't know. This is stressful, man. Plus, I got a busy schedule with...
You wouldn't be the first.
Let's just say I have stuff to do. Oh, no, but on a serious note, listen, to anyone who is listening to this, you are an awesome person. You're beautiful inside and out. Even if I don't know you, thanks for listening to this, especially if you made it this far. Also, I should have mentioned this before. Rest in peace, headphone users. Ooh, to that beginning.
That's true.
We'll definitely have to make that as as a title when you click on it. Don't wear headphones. But anyways, you guys are awesome. So what were you going to say, Cole?
Yeah, for those of you... who have not busted your eardrums yet on this podcast.
It's a lawsuit.
We apologize, but we also don't apologize for all the laughs that you've had with us on this podcast. Real quick, I just want to tell you some movies coming up that we are looking forward to. Maybe we're not even looking forward to them, but we are going to be considering watching. We got Hobbs and Shaw coming out this weekend. Mm. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, August 9th. We got Blinded by the Light, Bruce Springsteen, August 14th. Going to be exciting. Looking forward to that. The one that I've been excited about since I've seen the Red Band trailer, Good Boys with Seth Rogen.
Man, the first August trailer 16th. I was like, okay.
That's going to be something else. We also, just going down the line, got coming out, American Factory. Looks good. Don't have any idea what it is, but it looks good because I'm looking here on the list. Really excited about My Spy coming out. Dave Bautista. We talked about Stuber a couple weeks ago. That's another movie that Dave Bautista's in. That'll be a lot of fun, and we will be excited about that. Other than that, we are just thrilled to be on the pod with you. And as we get ready to send us out with Blake's quote of the week, the most anticipated thing of every podcast, we just want to ask Wesley we want to ask Wesley one more thing.
What is that?
How do you feel about
please don't ask me that.
How do you feel about abortion?
Gosh.
Don't answer that. How do you feel about Lion King?
The new movie or just in general?
The Lion King.
Oh, if you're talking about a good story, the original Lion King is just a classic. The animation was on point. I like what the movie is about. And of course, the movie came out when I was a kid. So as a kid, it probably had a bigger impression on me than if I was an adult watching it for the first time. I have not seen the new Lion King. I've heard that when, you know, you have animals that don't have facial expressions, it's a little bit boring, but I don't know. I'm not going to say anything positive or negative about something I haven't seen. So,
thank you for that in-depth discussion about Lion King. I really enjoyed it. Real quick, as we finish off, because we did mention Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and totally forgot to mention that, I really think it's a phenomenal movie. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, directed by Quentin Tarantino. Yes, the same man who did Pulp Fiction. Yes, the same man who did Inglourious Basterds. He is a controversial but witty and amazing director.
Almost a genius, man.
Literally. Probably a genius. Literally a genius. Quentin Tarantino back with Brad Pitt or back with Leonardo DiCaprio and having Brad Pitt and Al Pacino's in the movie. Margot Robbie's in the movie. Just a phenomenal story about the late 60s, early 70s in the LA Times scene. Just real quick, Brad Pitt is a stunt double to Leonardo DiCaprio's role as the actor trying to find himself as he is a washed-up actor in the movie and just trying to find roles and all that. Really interesting movie. The Manson family's in it. It's just really crazy. I really do recommend you watch it for all those film lovers out there because it is a really good film. I really enjoyed it. Those of you who know Quentin Tarantino, you know it's a good film. So go watch it. Enjoy it. Blake, any thoughts?
Very good movie. Very weird, but very good. And so I hear very weird is how Mr. Tarantino does his stuff.
Which oh, yeah.
I'm okay with because it was very good. Entertaining.
Because we all like weird, right?
We all do. We should.
And before we get to the quote of the week, we have one more ad break. I'm so sorry, you guys. One more ad break. Here we go. Ad break in 3, 2, 1. Dawn paper towels. Paper towels fitted for the skin.
For the skin.
Paper towels fitted for your hands.
For your hands.
Paper towels fitted for cleaning up messes.
Messes, messes, messes.
Better than Bounty.
We don't have time for Bounty because we believe in Dawn paper towels. And if you don't use Dawn paper towels, then you may be a terrorist.
No, you are a terrorist. If you
well,
use Dawn
yeah,
paper
you're
towels.
You're probably a terrorist yeah. if you use Bounty. Yeah, yeah. It's Bounty. Yeah, probably just not a good idea. Dawn paper towels are a way of life.
Dawn of the dead.
Dawn paper towels are a way of thinking into the new generation. Get your Dawn paper towels really anywhere you like because only a terrorist would not buy Dawn paper towels.
Especially outside of America.
Can be found at participating stores, Publix, Walmart, TomTom.
Gas stations.
And we are back. Here we are, the most anticipated. You've been sitting here for 47 minutes and 45 seconds to wait for this very moment. The moment of the week. The moment of the podcast. The quote of the week. Blake Shipp, here we are. We have a guest on, but it's about Blake Shipp because it is the quote of the week. 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 Sorry, the skip tracked on, or the track skipped on that. Here we are. Quote of the week. Blake Shipp. Blake Shipp, here you are. Take it away, Blake Shipp. Wesley, we thank you so much for being
pleasure,
on with us.
Man.
You will be on with us
on
again very soon. I promise
hey,
you that.
That's what's up. That's what's
Blake
up.
Shipp, take it away. Quote of the week.
As usual, I'll be doing it in my voice, my best impersonation. If you guess, you may get a little surprise in your stocking. It is from one of my favorite video games.
What do you mean?
You'll have to guess. And here we go.
Okay, that's Minecraft. Come on.
Dude.
Come on. We're not. No. That is not going
to
be your
you
quote
had,
of the
you
week.
To guess the
You're not going to use it.
So we back in the mine. Got my pickaxe swinging from side to side.
All right.
Fortnite. What's the point of building once you go on night?
Hey.
Do we even do the quote?
Yeah, that was his quote of the week. We're not doing that as the quote of the week. Okay, that is not. I will shut that down. Great. Now we have to do a great big build up for that. And we only have about 2 minutes before we have to do another ad break. So I really hope that you can get this. Wesley.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Skitty creep pop pop.
Can you give us any like spontaneous just screamo? Thank you.
Also, Attila, Crown of the Empire, Veil of Maya playing at Club LA in Destin, August 20th? It's like a Tuesday. You have to be 16 or older to go. They're secular bands, I will say that. But, it's going to be fun.
I really want to point out the fact that I'm sitting here looking at the spikes in volume, and I just apologize. I really do. But I also think that you really enjoyed it. Just make sure you just turn your car stereo down a little bit
your AirPods.
You probably wouldn't want to listen to this with headphones on. It might be a little dangerous.
If for any reason Robert Curtis is listening to this, Robert, if you're listening to this, I know you don't like it when I overdrive your microphones, and for that I apologize. Now, these are Cole's microphones, but it probably irritates you because, you know, I know you like technology.
RC is the man. He is the man.
RC.
Blake Shipp, take it away. If it's a Minecraft, I will chop you with an axe.
Butcher you.
Here we go, Blake Shipp. Quote of the week. Blake Shipp, take it away.
This is from a quote from a great thinker of America. And here we go. If you guess it, you get a cookie or something. Here we go. Doing it in his voice. Or trying. The past is a ghost. The future is a dream. And all we have is now.